Yeah, listen. I'd like to present a shiur in Inyanei Hashkafa and Rosh Hashanah through the prism of Parshas Balak. And you say, what in the world does Parshas Balak have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Usually we talk about Rosh Hashanah, we talk about you know, Parshas Emor, Parshas Pinchas, all these Parshas. What's with Parshas Balak? So I'm going to present something that I had wrote up. Bez Hashem was working on the Sefer on Bamidbar, so I can give a preview. Parshas Balak and Rosh Hashanah. What does Parshas Balak and Rosh Hashanah have to do? So let me show you. The Torah begins. Vayar Balak ben Sipor eis kol asher oso Yisrael la'emori. Vayagar Moab b'nei Amod ki Ravu vayakatz Moab b'nei Yisrael. Ve'omu Moab v'ziknei Midyan atah yelachachu hakol et kol sevivoseinu kilchol chashor es yerek hasoda. Uvolach ben Tzipor melech Moab b'esahi. So the Mepharshim above it, what's this lashon of hakol? Klal Yisrael is called kohol. They're not always called Kohol. Right? They're called B'nai Yisrael, Am Yisrael. Here, all of a sudden, they're called what? Kohol. And we have to, that phraseology of Kohol is used certain times in Chumash. And we have to see what is the significance of Kohol and what does it mean and why over here, the Shem Yishmul is bothered. Why over here, in Parshas Balak, is Klal Yisrael referred to as Kohol? Then we have a pasuk. Vayaz Balak Hashem diber Bilam vayal Balak Bilam par va'ayil b'mizbeach. He brought a par va'ayil b'mizbeach. So what's the significance of a par va'ayil? Then we have a pasuk. The what? Lo hibit oven b'Yakov v'lo ro amal b'Yisrael. Hashem elokav imo usruas melech bo. We say that in the Shmot Esrei. In the Shofar, is that one of them? Yeah, it's one of the Shofar. One of the shofros that we say in Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. So what's going on? So comes the Panim Yafos. That's the Haflah on page 6. It says the following. The Indian Parva Isle. Take a look. In the Panim Yafos. Says the Panim Yafos. You see, Balak is right after Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas ends with the Melchama of Sichon. He had the Melchama Neged Sichon. So when was the Melchama Neged Sichon? Chazal say that was Elul. That was Elul. So right after that is what? Is Tishrei. And that's where the whole Parshas Balak is happening in Tishrei. Because Tishrei is Yom Hadin. And that's why Dafka, in that time, does Bilam and Balak want the Jews, Chas V'Shalom, to be cursed. Because it's the Yom Hadin. So Memela, that's how you understand What does it say in Rosh Hashanah? What do you bring? Par echad, ayel echad. So that's thought. Par va'ayel amazbeach. And what's the pasuk? Hashem elokavimo sruas melech bo. Why are we mentioning? Why is that trua mentioned in Parshas Balak? Because this is the zman of trua. Because this whole thing is happening on Rosh Hashanah. This whole thing is happening because it's the Yom Hadin. And that's pshat in the pasuk. What does it mean? Lo hibit oven b'Yakov v'lor armo Yisrael. Hashem looks away. Meaning, because if we have a shofar and we blow shofar, so that's the Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up from the midas, from the chair of din, and he goes into the chair of what? Of rachamim. So, and when that happens, kiviyochol, he's not looking at our sins. Lo hi bidovim b'Yakov v'lo ra'om ol b'Yisrael. So now we understand what's the par echad, what's the ayel echad, and we understand why the pasuk was shruas melech bo, and we understand why he's trying to curse at this point. The reason why he's trying to curse at this point is because this is the zman hadin. And he thought that's where the curse will be chal the most. And that's why we have this mention of truas trua here in this parsha. Well, but if you look in Rashi and Chumash on page 5, you'll see something interesting. What is the pasuk? Truas melech bo loshon chiba v'reis. Rashi says trua is loshon. It has that same shorish of reish ayin, reya, reis. Trua is a loshon of reis. So what does that have to do, reis, with Rosh Hashanah? So take a look on page 17. The word from the Saba of Kelm. He says, we know that Rosh Hashanah is the Zman of Malchus. Imu lefanai Malchus kizhei shetamlichunu yalecha. So I would think, how do you enhance Malchus? Well, there are many ways, by believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, believing in the godless Habore. But you know what? Look here on page 16. What does the pasuk say? Vayhi bishurin melech b'sasef roshei om yachad shiftei Yisrael. It says Rashi, davar acher b'sasef yachad ba'aguda achas v'sholom b'neim hu malchum. Meaning, and that's what Shmuel Talmud quotes, and the Saba Mikelm explains, whenever there is a period amongst people, like say by Malchus Bosav Adam, if the people are not unified under the king, then it's a lack of the dominion of the king, because they're not a unified, so that weakens, so to speak, the king. Now obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being weakened, but the fact that we're together and we have Achdus together, so that is a kiyum in Malchus. That's a kiyum in Malchus Hashem. It says, as he says, Kasher Sbono Tokev kiyum Amluchus Shal Bosu Medom Rakshe Avodav Kulam Ki Ish Echad Lavodus HaMelech Zeu kiyum HaMalchus Chas V'Sholom Yipul Pirud Ba'avdei HaMelech Nitak Chas V'Sholom Kesher HaMelucha. So Mamela, that's the idea that's pointed out, that Truas Melech Bo is Lashon Reis. Truas Melech Bo is Lashon Reis. And he says an unbelievable thing. The Sefer Ginza Yosef, on page 19. He quotes from the pasuk in Vahalosha. Unbelievable pasuk. Look at this pasuk. Pasuk Tes. V'chisavo milchoma ba'artzichem al atzar atzor eschem v'areyosem v'chatzotzros v'neskartav le'ashem olkechem v'nushatim mo'yvechem. So says the Ginza Yosef was a Talmud of the Maggid of Mezrich. He says v'areyosem v'chatzotzros k'var hivez k'sav li'arosem Lashon Hischabrus, Achva Vereus. Just like Rashi said, Trua is Lashon Reus, Hari Osem is Lashon Reus. She Achdus L'Yisrael, Bachatzotzos, Huchatzis Tzura. So what's the idea of that he's saying Bachatzotzos? And we know in the Mikdash, they used to blow shofar together with the Chatzotzos. So what's the notion of the Chatzotzos? So he quotes from his Rebbe on page 21. In the end of the second column, al derech she'omar harav hagadol achosid hamanoach moreno harav rabeir perish b'chatzosos yikol echad be'enav ki'ilu huchatzi guf huchatzi tzura v'zeh b'chatzosos chatzi tzura ve'en lo shleimus bilti chibor m'chaveiro. Chatzosos is lashon chatzi tzura, meaning everyone should feel that they're incomplete without their chaver. Whereas if a person has an egotistical attitude, so then he feels that I'm great and no one else really matters. What do we need other people for? Chatzotzos, so if you want to have reyes, you have to understand that everyone alone is just a chatzitzura, chatzotzos. And that's the harayosim chatzotzos. And if you have that attitude, then you have the chibur, then v'noshatem b'yivechem. So then you're going to be what? Saved from your enemy. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And therefore, this parsha of Balak is happening in Rosh Hashanah. So the idea of Rosh Hashanah of Malchus is highlighted from the theme of Trua of Reyes that Rashi says. But it goes even further. He says, now we can understand, the Shem Yishmuel points out, where's the Shem Yishmuel? What page?
Seven.
The Shem Yishmuel asked the Kasha, what's the Lashon of Kohol? So he says that Kohol means Achdus. Now how do you have Achdus? He says, because every person has his own mind, his own thoughts. So where's the achdus? The answer is, if everyone ultimately wants to do Ratzon Hashem, even though you might have different shitas, that creates the achdus. And that's kohol. But to add on to the Shem Yishmuel, it works in very well. Why over here is Kohol Yisrael called kohol? Because what? Like, this is Rosh Hashanah, we said last week. The Rosh Hashanah is this man that if we want to be Menatzeach B'din, it has to be Kulchem. It has to be Trua, Reyes, V'Hariyosem, V'Chatzotzos, that attitude that everyone's what? Just what? Chatzi Tzura. So now I'll show you something else. We mentioned that the Sholosh Regolim were mentioned like five times in Chumash, we said yesterday. We said it in Mishpatim, it's mentioned in Kisisa, in Emor, in Pinchas, Re'ei. And then they said there's another place, the sixth place. So that's in Balak. So what does it say? What does it say in Balak? It says in Balak, there, look on page 26. Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'asom. Atomer lebilam ma asisi lechaki gisani ze sholosh regalim. He says, what I do to you that you're hitting me three times? So Rashi says, Rem is low. Atom avakech lakor uma chogege sholosh regalim bashan. Right? What are you starting up with a nation that's going to celebrate sholosh regalim? So everyone asked the kasha, why is that the claim? Why is Hashem saying, why are you starting up with a nation that's going to put on tefillin? Why don't you start up a nation that's going to put a mezuzah? Why are you starting up with a nation that's chogeg sholosh regalim? What's so special about the sholosh regalim more than any other mitzvah that we have? So what's the idea? The Xerox here in the Shiloh Torah, is that in the packet here? What page? 28. So the Shiloh Torah says a word over from the Brisker Rav. We know that when you make a Misha Beirach and the Sholosh Regalim, it says V'yiske lalos l'regalim kol Yisrael echav. Right? You know that. So what's the Lashim kol Yisrael echav? So we know there's Gemara in Chagiga that says if you have if you're a borsiki, if you do a trade, you mine coals that makes you smell putrid, and no one wants to stand next to you, so then you're putter from Aliyah L'Regel. Because Aliyah L'Regel has to be together with everyone, in Kol Yisrael Echav. So B'meila, so it works in very well. That the whole Yisod that we said, that Klal Yisrael has its koach, if Truas Melech Bo V'Noshatim B'Eivechem, it's V'Hareis Osem B'Chatzotzos, if you have Reyes, and you realize that you're not a full thing without your friends, then V'Noshatim B'Eivechem. So that's what Hashem is saying. Umar that's Chogege Sholosh Regalim means that they have Achdus, because you can only be Chogege Sholosh Regalim Aliyah L'Regel if you call Yisrael Achav. If you would call Yisrael Achav. But there's another thing, Rabbi Osei, that we see over here, and that is the following. We know that it says in Parshas Balak, page 22, Vayisa Mashallah V'Yomar, Num Bilam B'no Be'or, Un'um HaGever Shesum Ha'ayim. And Rashi here, I didn't bracket it, but Rashi in the second line from the bottom says, what does it mean, Shesum Ha'ayim? From Gemara Sanhedrin. Shesum Ba'achas V'Einav Ha'ayim. That Bilam was a Suma Ba'achas V'Einav. He was blind in one eye. That's what it means, Shesum Ha'ayim. He was blind in one eye. So what's going on? So there's a famous vort from the Koshnitz Magid. We know on page 24. The Gemara tells us in Chagiga, on page 27, that Suma Ba'achas Me'enov is Potter Min HaRe'iyah. If you're blind with one eye, you don't go Aliyah L'Regel. Why not? So Gemara learns out from a pasuk, Yera Yeroya, that just like Hashem sees you with complete vision, so you have to see Him with complete vision. But what's the idea? So the Koshrut Samagid in page 24, the Avodas Yisrael, says, what does it mean, Suma Ba'achas Me'enov? So the fourth column, top of the fourth column. Suma Ba'achas Me'enov Potter Min HaRe'iyah, Ki Adam Tzorich Lefkoach Einayim. Echad Listakel Al Gavos Haborei Baruch Hu, Ritzono Be'avodas Shochnei Bot Echom, Hashem Yiviskor Katnus Atzmo. Words, when you go to Aliyah L'Regel, you have to have two eyes. One to see the greatness of Hashem, and want to see the limitation of man. And if you only have one eye, meaning you're only able to what? To see the godless habore, but you're still not going to become an onuf as a result, then you miss the whole point of Aliyah L'Rego. You might as well not go. Says the Imre Yosef, and I saw it in the Shemi Shmuel quotes as well from the Rebbe Rav Elimelech of Lezhensk. He says, when it says, Chazal say that Bilam was a sum of Achas Me'enav, it means exactly what the Kozher Tzemagid said. That Bilam was a Navi, so he saw godless Habore, but he still was a Bal Gaiva. He wasn't able to internalize it, to understand Shiflus HaAdam, to understand the limitations of man. And I think, based on this idea, that another pshat in Aliyah L'Regel. Why is Aliyah L'Regel? We said, based on the same idea. We said, what's the godless of Aliyah L'Regel? So one pshat we said is because Aliyah L'Regel is in Kol Yisrael Echav. But now we say even more. Aliyah L'Regel is an exercise in Shnei Einayim, in understanding the godless Habore, but the limitation of man. That's what Aliyah L'Regel is. And only if you have that idea will you ever want to have associate with other people. Because if you don't understand that man is limited, so then you say, I can do everything. What do I need friends? What do I need people? What do I need all this for? I'm Kol Yochol. So if you have that attitude, then you'll never have a chibur with other people. But if you are a person who is Ola L'Rego, that means you have Shtei Einayim. That means you're able to see godless Habore, but you're able to see the Shiflus HaAdam as well. You're able to see the limitation of man, and Memela, you'll be a Chatzotzos. You'll have the attitude that I'm only a Chatzitzura, and Memela, you'll call me Mimischaber, and then V'noshatim Me'ayvechem. Then the Satan's not going to start up, the enemy's not going to start up, and then that's then you have this the din of what? HaKohol. That's why this story was happening in Rosh Hashanah. So that's why we're HaKohol. And I xeroxed in the packet, you'll see three places in Chumash where the day of Matan Torah is called what? Yom HaKohol. Right? Yeah, I have the Pesukim here, you take a look. On page 8. It says, "Vayitein Hashem alay shnei muchos abris haksuvim, v'alem biyuchol asher diva Hashem yichay muhar because be yom hakohol." And then page 9 from Akev, "Biyom hakohol." And in Shoftim, "Bechorav biyom hakohol." Why? And the Sefer Zev Yitrov explains in great length because Matan Torah was ish echad b'leiv echad. That was the time of Yom Hakohol. So this idea, which we started developing last week in Parshas Nitzavim, and I meant to say last week, which I forgot to say, that you know we left out Vayelech from the Chumashir. But the point that I meant to say last week, which I neglected to say, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, they're all together, and Vayelech is the ultimate. Ata Hakelas Ha'am Anoshim Anoshim Vatach. That the ultimate gathering of the people was in Parshas Vayelech for the mitzvah of Hakel. So Rabosai, this is the idea of Rosh Hashanah, is that even though there's no Aliyah L'Regel in Rosh Hashanah, but it's interesting. It's the time where we're Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also the time that man was created. So it's a time to focus on who we are and the godless HaAdam. But on the other hand, of course, man has godless Adam. But on the other hand, what? We have to realize that we're limited. And we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need our fellow Jews. And if we understand that, then we'll be Menatzeach B'din on Rosh Hashanah. One last point. The Torah says, take a look at page 31. Parshas Kisetze. It says, "V'lo ova Hashem Elokecha l'shmo el Bilam, That Hashem didn't listen to Bilam, and he turned the klala into bracha. So the Azhar Rebbe in the Be'er Moshe says the following. The Gemara in Bracha says on page 30 that Hashem gets angry every day for a short amount of time. Ki rega ba'apo, rega, a little short time. And that's, and Bilam, Yodea Das Elyon, he knew exactly when that was, so he was going to curse the Jewish people when? In that rega. He was going to curse the Jewish people, and that's why Hashem didn't get angry during that time, so he shouldn't be able to curse it. So Tosis has the famous kasha. Tosis has the famous kasha. What could you possibly say in a rega? Right? So the second answer is some posts can discuss la halacha, that as long as you start in the rega, you can continue. That's why some posts can want to say, it's a question whether we pass it like this as well, that if you're davening, as long as you start Shmon Esrei during Zman Tefillah, you can continue even after. Some say, not that way, it's a question, but based on this Tosis. But the first teretz in Tosis is that what can you say in a rega? Kalim. Destroy them. Kalim. Destroy them. That's what you can say, right? It only takes three letters. So the time of a rega, you can say kalim. So says the Ojava, what does it mean Hashem turned Vayafoch Hashem Elokecha as a klon levracha? Says the Ojava. Im tom maya yicholo mechat kazos? Yishloma haya omer kolin, a kolosh baruch hu hofko v'omar melech. Is he take Kolem and he switched it around from Kolem to Melech? Usruas Melech bo. And I want to add, why is Melech the opposite of Kolem? So I want to say pshat like this: Kolem means we should be destroyed. So Melech, what does Melech have to be with? So pshat is like this. The way a person in this world can attain existence and attain nitzchias only if he's dovuk to something that's nitzchi. This chair is not nitzchi. It's not here forever. The only thing that's nitzchi is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is forever. So the more we connect ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more we what? Are going to get nitzchias and get chayim. And that's what the pasuk says. Atem hadvekim Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. If you dovuk in something nitzchi, so then you have shaykes to nitzchis as well. So kolei means destruction, the opposite of nitzchis. Melech is what is nitzchi, because melech means melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we do in Rosh Hashanah. The mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say we have a connection to something that's nitzchi. And that's how we have to live our lives, to understand certain things in life, you know, what kind of car you have, what kind of this you have. It's here today, it's gone tomorrow. It's shtus. It's not nitzki. But the type of davening you do, the type of chesed you do, the type of learning you do, the mitzvahs you do, those things are the nitzach v'tzach. So when we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to realize on Rosh Hashanah, we have to realize that the only thing that we're limited, we need our chaverim, we need our rebbeim, we need our families, we need the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're limited. And on the other hand, we have to realize that we have to be dovuk in this case. We have to take kolei and make it into melech. That's the avoda of... And that's when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So Shabbos is made all of avoda, it's the olam hanitzchi. That maybe helps us focus on that idea of being dovuk v'nitzchis. So Rabotai, let me wish everyone here a ksiva v'chasima tova, that this year should be a good year of good health and happiness and mazel and simcha for everyone here and all of Klal Yisrael, together with yourselves and all your families. And we should be zochet to have a good year of fruitful learning of good things, of besoros tovos, Lanu ulechol beis Yisrael ksiva v'chasima tov. Amen. What is that?
Okay.